Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that our new friend, Orrin Woodward, is here, folks. Orrin is a great entrepreneur, has a great entrepreneurial story. He's co-founded and built two multi-million dollar companies up, leadership companies, and he is an award-winning leadership expert. He is an award-winning author. His new book, Leadership, just hit the New York Times bestseller in his first week, which is pretty impressive. That tells you what kind of a following he has. And we're going to talk about what Americans need to do to turn this country around. Orrin Woodward, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, Orrin. By the way, the co-author of the book is Oliver DeMille. I want to make sure I mention his name. The book is a parable. Architecture structure. Orrin and the protagonist is David Mercer, and he's a successful CEO, and he's the guy who's going to reveal to us what America needs to do. What is he trying to accomplish?
Well, David Mercer he teaches leadership. He goes into companies and helps them turn around when they start to decline. If a company's failing, he's a turnaround expert. And he uses these five laws of decline, but it hits him one day as he's enjoying his lifestyle. He's out on his dock staring out of the water. He says, man, I can teach all these companies how to succeed. But if the whole, it's like teaching people to become big fish, but if the water's poisoned, all the fish die.
Right.
And that water is this political society. I mean, if the state gets involved in everything, that's force. And the more force you have, the less you need influence. And influence is leadership. So when you see force in society increase, leadership, by definition, decreases. And it hits him that as a leader, he is responsible not just to help companies, not just to help individuals be leaders, but also ensure for posterity's sake that we maintain a free society.
There's an old saying, there's an old maxim in boating, in people who own yachts. I don't own a yacht, but I know people who do. And they'll tell you that on your yacht, if you want to install something, you have to take something off. In other words, typically, you know, there's no place, you only have a certain, the hull and the cabin, the area is only so big. So if you add a device, you probably are going to, it's going to come at the expense of something else on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
In a society like America, in a country like America, whenever you add more government, it comes at the expense of liberty of the individuals. What do you think?
No, that's absolutely right. You know, if you take a look at our history, the Founding Fathers intended for a limited government. And from 1787 to somewhere around 1987, about 200 years, we hit by then $1 trillion in national debt. Well, today, we're increasing that debt over $1 trillion every year.
That's right.
So it's kind of like the old joke, how did you go broke? Well, slowly at first and then really fast at the end.
Mm-hmm. So talk to us about what your protagonist, your hero, what did he do as he moved through? Tell us about the five laws of decline.
Yeah, absolutely. The five laws, David Mercer used the five laws of decline. It's something I had been working on for a while in the businesses and the leadership teaching these five laws. Well, one day I said, well, let me study political society. And I realized these five laws actually describe the failure of every single society, Western civilization, really any society mm-hmm. of mankind. And so when I talked to Oliver, I mean, he is just such a great storyteller. I said, can you weave this in a story? Because I don't want to talk about the five laws and give some boring tome. I want something that people can use, not just in their small business, not just in a big business, but also in political society. So Mercer takes these five laws and he says, Well, I apply them every day to help turn around companies. Why don't I apply the same five laws and help turn around America? And so that's kind of the thesis of the book. And the first of the five laws is essential, and that's Sturgeon's Law. And what that is actually created by Theodore Sturgeon, who was a science fiction writer. And he was, all these scientists were criticizing science fiction. They'd read these ridiculous segments of books and say, this is terrible, they're not keeping up. So finally, he got up at the science fiction convention and said, you know what, 90% of science fiction is crud. But then he said something important. He said, but then again, so is 90% of anything in the human heart. So in other words, if you watch YouTube videos, if you had to watch every single one, you'd find 90% of them are crud. Mm-hmm. But 10% of them are pretty good. Well, it applies to leadership as well. I mean, you could take a George Washington and say, what a great president, we can trust him, and he can have authority, but we don't have to worry about the abuse. That may be true, but George Washington's not going to live forever. Sturgeon's Law says, eventually you're going to get someone in there that does like the power, that does want the power.
Right.
And so you have to have checks and balances, even when you have a good person in there, because that good person won't last, and eventually a bad person will use the same precedent to do bad things that the good president.
So what do we learn from that?
We have to have a system of checks and balances. If
right.
you do not check the five laws,
we have to
of crime,
protect ourselves. The Constitution is a document that limits government. It's intended to limit government.
You are
and
speaking
any,
my language.
Any politician, and folks, any politician who tells you we need to look at the Constitution differently, the Constitution needs to be an evolving, growing document, moving with the times, any politician who tells you that is trying to usurp one of your liberties. What do you think, Orrin?
I absolutely agree. In fact, I have a statement. I say there's no such thing as limited government until you limit the funds the government has access
That's right.
to.
That's right.
It's a joke to talk about, well, it's limited government, but feel free to print as much money as you want. Well, it's limited government, but feel free to run as much of an over budget as you can. We have limited government, but feel free to tax as much as you want. There is, because money and power go together.
Yeah.
If you truly want to limit power, you must limit money. And what the founders did is they started out with such low rates, but they didn't have caps on anything. And because of the five laws of decline, it's generation after generation. We can do this for you. We can do this for you. And the idea of limited government protecting for defense only was lost.
And but the thing is, though, folks, in order to accomplish this, you and I have to take responsibility for ourselves. We can't have the government be responsible for us. And that's the test each one of us have to take. How much responsibility, how much of my own risk am I willing to take? Until we answer that question, we're going to have a hard time here in America. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.